Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello again and welcome back to the basement for the next exciting installment of Blebs PMQs, the extra bonus episode where I take time out from putting my feet up on the desk to give some honest answers to what appear to be the most annoying questions you lot can come up with. So let's get down to business. We have a couple of very similar questions from H. Ralph, I believe, and JT, who both asked versions of will the interview for the post of Prime Minister's mistress be open and accountable or take place behind closed doors? Well, people seem to be obsessed with my sex life almost as much as I am. I mean, let's just say that the recruitment process will be thorough and fair and candidates will be assessed on their merits. I plan to judge the skills of each applicant through a series of practical scenarios, including an oral exercise. There will be an interview panel of two, myself and little Boris, and his decision will be final. Then emoji-free Vimster asks, would Dino Harding's first words to you, is that £37 billion in your pocket or are you just pleased to see me? Well, to be perfectly honest, I don't think Dino is motivated by money. I think she just genuinely enjoys the satisfaction of buggering up some of the biggest and most important organisations in the country. Of course, in any sane world, she wouldn't be promoted beyond running a minor branch of Greggs, where the worst she can do is burn a few sausage rolls. But thanks to her Tory connections, she gets to spat £37 billion up the wall and endanger the lives of an entire country. Next is Dave Marriott, who says, obviously you're not sacking Matt Hancock until you need a particularly rancid dead cat, but ultimately, do you think he'll be sacrificed on the hill of Brexit, COVID, cronyism, or have you got some personal issue you're saving him for? Well, dead cats will always be needed, but Matt Hancock is destined for greater things. He won't just be a distraction from something, but a proxy for myself. He's less a cat and more a sacrificial lamb or scapegoat. His high profile and close association with the COVID shambles make him perfect for taking the fall when that particular pint of shit hits the fan. Nigel Jones would like to know, was your idea to cut the foreign aid money just a way to kill more potential immigrants to stop them from entering the UK? Well, you've actually hit the nail on the head there, Nigel. As I mentioned in this week's podcast, the argument for providing overseas aid is that it helps to offer people a better life in their own country and makes it less likely they want to come home. But as you suggest, my idea is that they are even less likely to come over here if we just let them die. Harsh but fair is how I like to think of it. David Cromie has an interesting question. Have you ever stuck your penis between your legs and danced around the room draped in only a Union Jack flag? Something tells me David was peeping through the window at the last Conservative Party Christmas lunch. Our good friend Royston Vasey's question is, how many nannies have you had to apologise to in your life? My neighbour thinks it'll be double figures. I think he's being too conservative. First things first, my friend, I must point out that it is impossible to be too conservative. Now, with regards to your question, I haven't apologised to any nannies for the simple reason that I've never apologised to anyone in my entire life. That's just one of the benefits of an Eton education. It gives you the certainty that you are never wrong about anything, ever. If you'd ask me how many nannies I'd shag, That would be a different matter altogether, and you'll find very detailed information about that in my new coffee table book, Nanny's Eye of Shack, available in all good bookstores later this year. Moving on, we now have Gary Pierce, who wants to know, what colour dye do you use for your hair, and where do you get it from? Ah, it's a very expensive hair whitener provided by my personal stylist. She charged me an absolute fortune for it, although she's very secretive about what it is and where it actually comes from. All I can tell you is that it comes in a blue plastic bottle with the words Little Toilet Duck scratched out and a top-notch hair treatment written in crayon. Blue. Blue.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Next is Simon Carter, who says, do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough. Well, Simon, what am I supposed to do? Sit around and wait for you? I can't do that. There's no turning back. Thank you for sharing that with us, Simon. Right, let's move on to the next question. Daryl Katz says, we've had the first and second waves. We're now into the third wave. Isn't it time for a new wave revival? Oh, I love this idea, Daryl. We could have a music festival to thank me for my superb handling of the pandemic and for creating so many waves. We could call it the Gratitude Festival. There would be a fantastic lineup of reinvented new wave bands. I mean, I'd obviously be the frontman for Blondie, just like the original, only more sexy. What other updated new wave bands could we have? Well, with the pandemic theme, we'd have to have The Cure, of course, followed by New Disorder, Adam and the Anti-Vaxxers, and Poxy Music. Right, that's it. I'll get Chris Grayling to organise it. Now we come to Riddles Down Fox, who asks, after the mess over foreign aid, which Tory manifesto commitment are you going to break next? We'll probably work our way through all of them before the next election, but the main one I'm definitely breaking is the promise to get Brexit done. I mean, the astute ones among you will have guessed by now that it isn't done, and it isn't ever likely to be done. But I couldn't very well say I'd get Brexit to be a never-ending series of wrangles, disputes, and renegotiations forever and ever. I mean, it might be honest, but it's not really much of a slogan, is it? 150k Dead has a very simple question. What is your wife's name? As if I forget my wife's name. I'm pretty sure that it's Jennifer. But don't hold me to that. Chris D wants to know, how much will they be selling the NHS for? Well, that is a very foolish question, Chris. You can't just name a price for setting off the whole of the NHS. I mean, what an absurd idea. No. We're going to break it up into manageable chunks and sell each of them off to the highest bidder. I mean, that's the way to maximise income, as any good free market capitalist would tell you. Someone called Shawley Steve asked the intriguing question, is it true that you told Carrie not to release her version of Gwyneth Paltrow's candle called This Smells Like My Minge? I'm not sure how you got hold of that story, Steve, but it's not quite true. Carrie has never expressed any desire to sell candles Although you may be confusing it with the idea that I had to raise some cash by selling 15-inch candles called This Looks Like My Cock. C.J. Reed says, did you take a knee at your wedding? How are the wedding vows holding up? Well, the nearest I got to taking a knee was deliberately dropping my fork at the wedding reception so I could go under the table and look up the bridesmaids' dresses. What? I've been sticking to my vows perfectly well, thank you. As long as you don't count the ones about being faithful, which of course I don't. Next is Mull Wildlife Breaks, who says, I once saved a swan from being hit by a train. Can I have a knighthood? Well, that's another silly question. Of course you can't. Knighthoods cost £250,000. Text me for details. If you don't know my phone number, then you clearly aren't eligible for a knighthood. And then Gareth Clark says, bearing in mind Dido Harding's record of incompetence, money wasting and data breaches, do you think she could apply to lead the NHS? Well, I think her record of incompetence, money wasting and data breaches are the very reasons why she should be in charge of the NHS. I mean, it's only by having someone with her level of incompetence that we can run it into the ground and prepare the way for privatisation. So, best of luck to Dido. Annie Brooke has a strange question. If you baked a cake containing one of your pubes, which cabinet minister would you give it to? I'm not sure I'd do something quite as petty as that, Andy, although it does remind me of a time I interviewed Gavin Williamson about joining my cabinet. I mean, I offered him a sandwich, and let's just say it looked like Nutella and sweet corn, but it wasn't really. He knew exactly what it was, but he gobbled it up anyway to keep me happy. And that's when I knew he'd make a fantastic cabinet minister. Well, on that disgusting note, I think we'll have to leave it there for another week. If you'd like to help make this podcast possible, you can do so through Patreon. You can either become a crony for £3 a month, a millionaire crony for £5 a month, or a flag shagger for £8 a month. If you do, you can get a shout-out like our millionaire cronies, Andrew Woodall, Zoe Smith, Jonathan Williams, Alistair McCreath, Banj Jackson, Louisa Dora, and Milton Yates, or our wonderful Patreon flag shagger, John Platt. You'll find a link to Patreon in the description of this episode or in my Twitter bio, or you can search on Google for Parody Boris Johnson Patreon, which is Patreon. If you're listening to this on Apple, it would be fantastic if you could leave a review and let us know what you think, along with the obligatory 5-star rating. The next episode of the Parody Boris Johnson podcast is out on Thursday, so please subscribe if you want to make sure you don't miss an episode. And remember that you can listen to all the past episodes of the podcast, or PMQs, in the same place that you're listening to this. Thank you for listening, and until next time, goodbye.
Giddy Art Comedy.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.